Luke chapter 11。
最好两个人有一本圣经啊。
You could share your Bible with the person next to you. 不是什么。
今天是父亲节。
Today is a Father's Day.
所以在读经之前我问大家一些问题。
So I'm going to ask you some questions before reading the Bible.
我们当中凡是做父亲的请站起来。
Those who are fathers, please stand up.
我们为他们鼓掌。
感谢你们。
哎，不要坐下。
Please be not seated.
你接受掌声不是无缘无故的。
There is a reason for receiving the applause.
OK, 所有的父亲回答我这个问题。
All fathers, please answer my question.
如果你们认为你们是好父亲，或者你们是不错的父亲的，请继续站着，其他的坐下。
OK, if you think you are a good father or father not so bad, please still may remain standing.
这么谦卑啊。
Why you guys are so humble?
我还没问第二个问题呢。
I haven't asked my second question yet.
总共三球，你第一球就被我出局了，怎么会这样呢？
Well, you guys are out on the first base.
OK, 第二个问题。
Second question.
我们当中有姐妹是妻子的。如果这些站立的父亲，你们认为说他们是好父亲，他们可以继续站着。如果不是的话，先叫他坐下来。
Okay, those sisters sitting among us, if you think the standing father a good father, then let him stand. If you don't, just let him sit.
哎，好可怜，好可怜的样子，因为有人勉强答应了。
Well, some people answer reluctantly.
Okay, 我说三个问题嘛。
Three questions. Well,
父亲节你是做谁的父亲啊？
So Father's Day, whose father are you going to be?
太太说了还不算，在座凡是有你孩子在的，如果你认为你父亲是好父亲，他可以继续站着，不然现在叫他坐下来。
Well, your wife may, her words may.Not take account. So if you, she think you're still a good father, you could still be standing.
哇，哇，有了好几个孩子要开会讨论一下。
Well, you need a conversation between family with so many kids.
啊，你如果孩子还不会没有办法决定的话，你凭信心可以先站着。
If your kids cannot decide, just remain stand up by your faith. Thanks.
好，我们为这些继续站立的父亲，他们经过太太跟孩子的肯定，我们再为他们鼓掌。
So let us give them a round of applause for the standing fathers who have been through the affirmation from their wife and kids.
别坐下，别坐下，还没。
Please remain standing.
好，今天站立的父亲帮我们念一节经文。
So all the standing fathers, please help me.Read a verse of the Bible.
刚刚我们翻到路加福音十一章。
We just read Luke chapter 11.
好，所有站立的父亲都拿到圣经了。路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
在座各位都是好父亲。
You are good fathers.
我们看耶稣怎么样说。
Let us see what Jesus say.
凡是站立的父亲，请大声的念这一节经文。
All the standing fathers, please read loudly.
只读这一节经文的第一句话就好。
The first word, the first verse would be good enough.
准备好了没有？大声念啊。
Which verse?
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第十三节第一句话。
Verse 13.
好，请坐下。
Please sit down. Just sit.
这不是我说的呀。
Well, that's not my words.
不好意思，开玩笑。
Sorry, just kidding.
我们还给这些父亲鼓掌。
Let us give them a round of applause.
祝各位父亲节快乐。
Wish you happy at the Father's Day.
做父亲不容易哦。
It's not easy to be a father.
我们在主里面感谢你这一年的辛劳。
We thank you for your effort in Lord.
什么是好父亲呢？
What's the definition of a good father?
我们如果按照一般的标准可以这样子来衡量。
So according to standard, we could have the following judgment.
第一个我们想到做一个好父亲他应该供应全家的需要嘛，供应，对吗？
First, a good father is supposed to provide the entire family needs.
第二个我们想说父亲应该是爱你的孩子爱你的妻子嘛。
The second, a good father should be loving his wife and his kid.
第三个，我想父亲应该要一家之主嘛，应该要提起这个保护的工作，保护家庭的工作。
The third, the father is the head of a family, and he should bear the burden of the entire family and protect them.
所以，一个父亲如果他能够供应家庭的需要，他应该就是一个好父亲。
So if a father who is able to provide the entire family, then he's a good father.
然后他很关爱他的妻子和他儿女，他是一个好父亲。
And if he loves and cares his kids and wife, then he's a good father.
然后他也非常有责任感，他提起保护家园的工作，他也是一个好父亲。
And he is very responsible and he lived the mission of protecting his family. Then he's a good father.
那为什么耶稣在11章13节说你们虽然不好呢？
Why Jesus say you are not so good in Luke chapter 11 verse 13?
他说你们虽然不好的意思就是说你们真的是有缺陷哦。
Well, you have to have some fallacy when Jesus say you are not so good.
这边说你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
Here, Jesus said, if you then thought you were evil, know how to give good gifts to your children.
可见在神的眼中，能够供应儿女、供应家庭的需要，耶稣在这边还是说你们这样还不够好。
Well, in the eyes of God, Jesus said, you might not be good enough, even though you are able to provide your family like this.
我们今天花一点点时间，我们来看耶稣为什么说这样还不好。
Let's spend some time and understand why Jesus said this is not so good.
我们想到我们的父亲来供应家庭的需要好了。
We think about that our father is providing the needs of the family.
我们供应父亲来供应家庭的需要，他真的是完全尽心尽意来做这样的事吗？
Does the father provide the family with all his heart and soul?
他是不是真的完全没有对他的儿女有任何期望与回报呢？
Does he ever expect anything from his children?
如果做一个父亲的，他在看顾他的家庭的时候，期望他的子女有所回报，那这个父亲还是有私心，还是不好。
So as a father, if he expects things from his children, from taking care of them, then this father...is somewhat selfish.
我想我们中国人的父亲啊，真是有这样的问题。
I think that's a common problem exists in Chinese fathers.
Yeah, 中国人重男轻女是为什么呢？
Why do the Chinese wait so much on the males than the females?
我们看中国就好了。
So just take the case of China.
为什么男生这么多，女生这么少呢？
Why so many boys?More than the girls.
根据统计，每年有多少的女婴被丢弃？
According to the statistics, how many female infants were abandoned every year?
为什么会这样呢？
Why so?
是因为文化的关系吗？
That because of our culture?
是因为我们文化里面有重男轻女的文化吗？
Is this such a culture factor?
我想不见得吧。
I don't think so.
这些父亲他不愿意家里有女孩子，可能还是为了他自己。
These fathers may not want to keep the girls for his own interest.
因为他想说也许男孩子以后能够帮助他比较多一些。
He might think that the boys will help him more in the future.
所以有看到我们人性的弱点。
So this is a shortcoming of being a human.
是我们做父亲的是不是真的完全用一个尽心竭力来供应家庭而不求回报呢？
So as a father, is this father really helping the family with all his heart and soul and expect nothing?
如果这样的话，我们要在神面前好好的悔改。
If so, then we should repent before God.
我们刚刚说，如果是一个慈爱的父亲，他也应该是一个好的父亲。
As I said, a merciful father would be a good father as well.
我们是不是随时都对我们的妻子儿女都非常的关爱呢？
Do we really care about our wives and our wife and the children's every time everywhere?
我们的关爱是哪一种的关爱呢？
What type of caring is our caring?
有一个农夫有三个孩子。
There is a peasant who has three children.
The 农夫 farmer.
Farmer.
他这三个孩子非常顽皮。
And they are naughty.
整天呢，父亲在辛苦工作，这三个孩子都在玩。
And the father was working very hard every day, but the three children just play around.
有一天，这三个孩子啊，就整天玩，不知道要玩什么好了，因为在田里嘛。
So one day these three children were playing around and they don't know what else they could play with.
结果这个老三呢、啊、最小的这个。
So the little one.
他突然发现一个好玩的东西。
He found something interesting.
在这个田的边缘上啊盖了一个简便的厕所。
There is a simple toilet at the edge of the farmland.
当然这厕所是有这个遮盖的啊。
Well, there is a cover on that toilet.
但想必是非常的简陋嘛。
But it was very simple.
他父亲好不容易才盖了那么一个简便的厕所在田里面。
But it took a lot of effort for his father to build that up.
结果今天这三个孩子玩疯了。
So those three kids were crazy.
啊，那个小儿子就是这样，最小的孩子就这样说。
The youngest.One said like this.
我们把爸爸盖好的那个厕所就推下去，推到田里去。
Let us push down the newly built toilet into the farmland.
啊，就破坏了。
Destroy.
好不好玩啊？你们说。
Is that fun?
孩子，好玩啊。Good, yeah. 结果他们整天就这样玩。
So they just play around every day like this.
几乎也忘记了早上他们做了这样一件事。
And they forget they need to work in the mornings.
傍晚的时候三个孩子要回家。
And when the evening they came back home.
一回家看见他父亲气哼哼地坐在那里。
And they happen to see their father sitting there being angry.
通常这个父亲都工作得很晚，今天不知道为什么早回家了。
Every day, normally, his father worked really late, but they don't know why tonight, he returned home so early.
所以父亲就问这个三个孩子说，
So the father asked the three kids,
你们三个哪一个这么顽皮，把我盖好的厕所推坏了。
Which one is so naughty and destroyed my newly built toilet?
三个孩子你看我看你说不知道。
And they look at each other and say, I don't know.
父亲是非常生气，你们怎么可以这么不诚实。
And the father was very angry and he yielded to those kids, why you can be so dishonest?
我再问你们一次，到底是谁干的
？I ask you one more time, who did this?
三个，你看我看你，不知道。
And they still look around at each other, say, I don't know.
哇，这次父亲非常生气啊。
Then the father was so angry.
这个时候，到底是做父亲的嘛
？Well, as a father.
突然想到他要慈爱嘛。
He think suddenly that he has to be merciful.
啊，把这个怒气收下来。
And he calmed down.
啊，马上一张笑脸啊。
And a smile face emerges.
就跟这三个孩子说。
And he talks to these three children.
爸爸今天跟你们讲一个故事。
Your father is going to tell you a story.
华盛顿小时候的故事。
A childhood story of Washington.
啊，华盛顿是谁啊？
Who is Washington?
哦，美国的总统哎。
The first president of the United States.
华盛顿小时候做了这样一件事。
And he has done such a thing when he was little.
他小的时候跟你们一样顽皮啊。
He was as naughty as you guys when he was a kid.
他把他父亲的好不容易栽种的一个桃树给砍了。
And he chopped off a lot of trees that his father planted.
啊，华盛顿的父亲当然很生气啊。
Of course, Washington's father was very angry.
啊，就问华盛顿说，我给你一个机会，你知不知道谁把这个桃树砍的？
And he said to Washington, I give you one chance, just tell me who did this bad thing.
他父亲当然知道是他儿子干的。
And his father might already know that his son did such a bad thing.
他要找一个机会让他孩子能够有一个悔改的机会嘛。
And he just want to find an opportunity for his kid to repent.
华盛顿不敢承认呢。
And Washington wouldn't dare to admit.
然后他父亲就这样说。
And his father said such.
诚实是最重要的。
Being honest is the most important thing.
如果你诚实的告诉我到底是怎么回事的话呢？即使是你干的，我今天也绝对不处罚你。
Well, if you tell me honestly the truth, whoever did that, you will receive no punishment, even though it was done by you.
结果华盛顿就承认了。
So Washington.Admitted that.
然后他父亲就真的没有处罚他。
And his father really did not punish him.
而且鼓励华盛顿从小就做一个诚实的孩子。
But encouraged him to be an honest guy.
然后他长大以后成为美国的总统啊。
And then he became the president of the states.
父亲把这个故事讲完了。
And the father finished telling this story.
三个孩子啊。
The three kids.
故事讲完了，我同样的问你们一个问题。
Well, after finishing the story, I ask you the same question.
你们三个告诉我是谁出的主意把我盖好的那个厕所推下去的。
Whose idea is that put destroy my toilet?
你们要像华盛顿小时候一样诚实啊。
You should act as honest as Washington.
你从小就学习诚实，你以后有一天还可以当总统。
If you are honest when you are a child, then someday you would become a president.
你们三个今天只要诚实告诉我，我绝对不惩罚你们。
I will never punish you if you tell me honestly.
结果这三个孩子，你看我，看你。
So the three kids look at each other again.
那个最小的孩子。
The youngest one.
就说，对不起，爸爸，是我出的主意，是我干的。
He said, Father, it was my idea. I did that.
那父亲二话不说，过去就把他揍一顿。
And the father just went to him and beat him down right away.
打完以后
，and after beating him up，
这个最小孩子就觉得很冤枉
，and the youngest kid felt so innocent。
爸爸，你怎么可以这样不守信用呢
？How could you not hold your credibility？
你不是讲华盛顿父亲怎么样对待华盛顿吗
？You already told us how Washington's father treated Washington。
华盛顿只要诚实，你就不会处罚他了。
As long as he is honest, you will not punish him。
那为什么我这么诚实，我承认了，你反而打我呢
？Why I receive such a beat down for being honest？
父亲就过去
，and the father go to him。
华盛顿啪，又两个耳光。
Washington and then smashed another couple times。
父亲说：“你知道为什么吗
？”Do you know why？ The father said。
因为华盛顿砍桃树的时候，他父亲并不在那棵树上。
Because when the Washington was chopping the cherry tree, his father wasn't on that tree.
怎么没有第二批的笑声呢？
Why there is not a second wave of laughter?
通常要想一想。
You need to think about.
我们的慈爱是哪一种慈爱呢？
So what kind of mercy, does our mercy belong to?
我们对我们的孩子是不是随时都非常的慈爱呢？
Do we always treat our children with mercy?
还是有的时候我们根据我们的情绪来做事情
？Or sometimes we just treat them emotionally?
我们从来没有因为发怒而错待我们的孩子吗
？Have we mistreated our children because we are angry?
我们即使父亲大部分时候慈爱。但是在神眼中仍然是不完全的。
Even though the fathers might be usually merciful, but in the eyes of God, they are not perfect.
我们刚刚还说做一个好父亲必须要保护这个家庭。
As I just mentioned, being a good father, he has to protect his family.
我相信每一个尽责的父亲都会尽心尽力来做好他父亲这部分的责任。
I think every good responsible father will do everything in his power to protect his family.
但是我相信所有的父亲都明白自己的能力的确有限。
But I also understand every father's ability is limited.
我们多少时候我们想要尽力，但是我们力不从心。
Many times we could not do what we want for our limited ability.
我们是不是真的能够完全做到保护我们家庭的责任？
Could we really take the responsibility of protecting our family?
我们尽力去做，但是我们很多时候我们并不能够完全达到我们预期的效果。
We tried our best for many times, but we could not reach our expectation.
为什么神说我们做父亲的不够好，不够完全呢？
Why God say, oh, us as fathers are not so good, are not perfect?
因为我们人都是有限的。
Because we are limited.
不管我们怎么样子有能力，有关心，我们怎么样子尽责任，但是我们都是非常有限的。
No matter how loving, how caring, how responsibility we are, we still suffer from our limitation.
我们里面还是有我们人性里面所存在的罪。
There are sins inside us as humans.
所以当我们的情绪、我们能力不足的时候，我们很多时候并不能够有好父亲的表现。
So when our emotion and our ability is limited, many times we could not behave like a good father.
神在地上设立父亲家庭的关系，事实上是反映天上父神的关系。
Well, when God created the relationship of father and children on this earth, that is actually represent the godly father's relationship in the heaven.
地上的父亲是反映天上的父亲。
The earthly father manifests the godly father.
但是因为我们人的软弱跟缺陷，我们很多时候没有办法完全反映神的荣耀。
But because of our weakness and fallacy and shortcomings, we could not manifest our Heavenly Father's glory.
我们现在再来看真正在天上的父亲是怎么样子一位父亲呢？
So let us see what the real father in the heaven would behave as a good father.
我们来读路加福音第十一章。
So let's read Luke chapter 11.
我们一起读第十一章二节到第四节。
From verse 2 to verse 4.
好，我们中文跟英文可以一起读。
We could read together English and Chinese.
好，路加福音第十一章二节到第四节。来，耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。在这里主耶稣教导我们祷告的时候就提到了父亲的个性。
Well, Jesus mentioned the characteristics of being a good father here when he teaches us how to pray.
这是我们真正的父亲在天上的天父。
This is our true father, our heavenly father.
第一，在路加福音十一章三节说，每天你来我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
In Luke chapter 11 verse 3, he said, you give us each day our daily bread.
天上的父亲是掌管宇宙万有的神。
Our Heavenly Father is ruling the entire universe.
他是真正供应我们的神。
He is the God that provides everything we need.
他的供应是源源不断，每天每天的供应我们。
His providing supply is never endless.
在希伯来书一章三节这边说，他用他全能的命令托住万有。
In Hebrew, it mentioned that he used all his command and rules all the his creations.
所以我们看到天父的供应跟我们地上父亲的供应是很大不一样的。
So we can see such a big difference between the supply of our heavenly father and the supply of our earthly father.
我们地上的人的确是非常有限。
We as the earthly humans are very limited.
但是天父的供应是源源不绝，因为他是宇宙一切万有的主宰。
But the Father's supply are sustaining for eternity because he is the source of all the creation.
我们再来看父亲的第二个特质，就是慈爱。
So if you look at the second responsibility of Father, it is mercy.
天父的慈爱是怎么样子的慈爱呢？
So what's God's mercy would be.
好，路加福音十一章第四节说，赦免我们的罪。
In Luke chapter 11, it says, "Forgive us our sins."
天父赦免我们的罪。
Our heavenly Father forgive our sins.
他是在什么时候赦免我们呢？
When?
是我们悔改的时候才赦免我们吗？
Only when we repent.
啊，在罗马书五章八节，这里神借着保罗也这样说，我们还做罪人的时候，基督就已经为我们死。
In Roman, it mentioned that Jesus said, God has already forgiven us when we were sinners.
我们还是罪人的时候，神就差遣儿子为我们死，神在此的爱就向我们显明了。
When we are sinners, God has already sent his only son and glorified himself.
天父的慈爱跟我们地上父亲的慈爱真是不一样。
Heavenly Father's mercy is different.
他不是按照我们的情绪来做事。
It's not emotional.
他是即使当我们还是做神的敌人的时候，他就爱我们。
He loves us even when we're his enemies.
天父的保护又是怎么样子一种保护呢？
So what kind of protection does our Heavenly Father provide?
我们刚刚读十一章第四节这样说。
As we just read chapter 11, verse 4.
在中文的圣经里面有两句，英文圣经少一句，不过是这样说，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. As the English version, has only one sentence, you can read in the footnote.
这里面，天父给我们的保护有两个方面的，有两个层面的保护。
So the protection from our Heavenly Father is twofold.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Lead us from temptation.
这讲到对我们未来可能发生的一些事情给我们的保护。
So that means some protection, on what is going to happen in our future.
我们在地上做父亲的，我们当然也做了很多计划来保护我们的家庭。
Of course, as being an earthly father, we have made good plans to protect our family.
但是我们毕竟是人。
But we are humans.
我们怎么可能知道明后天要发生什么样的事？
How could we know what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after?
但是我们天上的父，他知道所有的事情。
But our heavenly father knows everything.
他说，不叫我们遇见试探。
He said, lead us from the temptation.
当我们在他面前做神的儿女的时候，
When we being children in front of him,
我们相信这一位掌管昨日、今日、明日的主，他真是保护我们。
We know that he is a ruler of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he is a protector of us.
他不仅不叫我们遇见试探，他还拯救我们脱离凶恶。
He not only leads us from the temptation, but also deliver us from the evil one.
拯救脱离凶恶，这讲到是也许是现在或者过去，我们所有的危险的情况下，神怎么样用他大能的手来拯救我们。
So lead us from the evil one. That means in all the circumstances when we face the troubles, the difficulties, he used his mighty hands to lead us, to help us.
这是天上的父，我们的神给我们提出的保护。
So this is a protection provided by our Heavenly Father.
最后当我们看到天上的父亲是这样对他的儿女，我们应该有一些反思。
So we should have some thoughts when we see that our Heavenly Father treat his children like this.
首先我们应该要在神面前认罪。
First, we have to confess in front of our God.
罗马书三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And In Romans, it mentioned every person in the world have sinned, and we do not glorify our God.
亏缺了神的荣耀，就是神应该是这样，但是我们没有反映他原有的形象。
We did not glorify our God. It's because that we did not manifest His image when He is such.
中国人说天下无不是的父母，好像是说天下的父母都是好的。
Well, in our Chinese culture, we say all the parents under the sky are good.
但是我们看到今天很多的事实上真是有很多不对的父母啊。
But we have seen so many parents that behave wrongly.
我们打开报纸，我们打开电视，我们的确看到有很多的事实证明天下真是有很多不是的父母。
Well, if we open the newspaper or turn on the TV, we could see many facts that there are so many wrong parents in this world.
这是因为我们都犯了罪。
It's because we have all sinned.
我们亏缺了神原来天父赐给我们的荣耀。
We did not glorify our God as He requires us to.
我们没有完全反映一个天父的荣耀在地上。
We did not fully reflect our Heavenly Father's glory on this earth.
我们应该要在他面前认罪。
We should repent before Him.
路加福音十一章。
In Luke chapter 11.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第三节这样说，我们日用饮食天天赐给我们。
Verse 3, it's mentioned that give us each day our daily bread.
第四节说，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
Verse 4, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.
这里讲到说，赦免我们的罪，我们也赦免别人的罪。
Here it mentioned, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
我们的慈爱是哪一种慈爱呢？
So what type of mercy does our mercy belong to?
我们不仅是接受神的慈爱，我们也是要以慈爱来对人。
We not only accept the mercy from God, but we should also use this mercy to treat the people around us.
神怎么样赦免我们，我们应该也赦免别人。
So how God forgive us, that's the way we should forgive the other people.
这里我们讲到我们必须要学会赦免。
Here we have to learn how to forgive.
我们相信我们在座很多的弟兄姐妹，我们都有一位地上很好的父亲。
I believe that every brother and sister sitting here have a very good father.
但是如果你的父亲不是真正世人所说的那么尽责的父亲的话。
But when your father is not such a responsible father,
在这里我们知道我们在天上有一个荣耀的父亲。
We know that there is a glory heavenly father in the heaven.
他以慈爱对我们。
He treats us with mercy.
他也命令我们说我们要原谅赦免我们的父亲。
And he commands us to forgive our fathers.
即使我们的父亲也许没有做得很好。
Even though he did not do very well.
但这里神也要求说我们一定要赦免。
But here, God demands us to forgive.
因为神赦免我们，我们也赦免别人。
Because God forgives us and we forgive the others.
即使我的父母并没有做得很好，我们仍然一样要尊重来爱他。
Even though my parents did not do very well to us, we still respect them.
路加福音第十一章第二节说。
So Luke chapter 11 verse 2.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Father, hallowed be your name.
让我们真正回到神面前来，重新来敬拜他。
Let us come back to the presence of God and worship Him.
他是我们在天上真正的父亲。
He is our really Father in the heaven.
我们亏缺了他的荣耀，因此我们向他认罪悔改。
We did not glorify Him, so we really have to repent in front of Him.
我们也应该要按照他的命令来原谅来赦免其他所有的人。
And we are all supposed to forgive other people as He commands us to.
我们如果有一位好父亲，我们在主里面感谢。
So if we have a good father, then we thank Lord for this.
但是不论如何，我们记得我们在天上有一位真正爱我们的父亲。
But no matter what, we have to remember there is a loving father in the heaven.
他给我们的爱是跟我们地上父亲不一样的。
And His love is different from our Father on the earth.
他的供应也是不一样的。
And his sustaining is different.
他的保护也是不一样的。
And his protection is different.
让我们一起来敬拜我们在天上的父。
Let us pray. Let us worship our Heavenly Father.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
You bestow us the authority to be the children of God.
因此我们能够称你天父。
So we could call you our Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你给我们的慈爱。
We thank you for your mercy.
我们感谢你给我们的供应。
We thank you for your sustaining.
我们也感谢你给我们的保护。
We thank you for your protection.
我们也感谢你赐下地上父亲的这样一个职分。
We thank you for a responsibility of being a father.
借着地上的父亲来彰显你天上你自己天父的慈爱。
Through the earthly father to glorify you, the heavenly mercy.
我们相信这一切都是从你而来。
We know that everything comes from you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
让我们都尊你的名为圣，回到你的面前。
Let us become saint in your name and come back to you.
让圣灵与我们充满同在的时候，我们从心里面就呼喊天上的阿爸父。
Let the Holy Spirit fill among us and has called from our hearts, say, Abba, Father.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
These prayers are in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.